Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was actually just following up because we're still having trouble processing the
I'm
July
13th. I'm not paying the payment. Right. I'm not going to pay the payment right this second. I talked to you guys the other day. I don't have the money right now. You guys, honestly, nothing has come of it with you guys. I don't know. I don't have the money. I'm not getting jobs from you guys at all. I mean, I hear this, you know, it's like, oh, the 60-day mark, it's going to blow up. My page isn't even visible. I mean, if you look at my Google page, nothing is even, it says it's suspended again, and for the last 2 months, I'm still on, like, the 12th page. You know what I mean? Like, my page's already there when I created it. Same place. It hasn't moved. You know what I mean? There's so many concerns. I mean, I read a lot of the reviews, too, and I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I'm a business owner, right? I pay you guys to help me with this type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I need more leads. I don't have all the time in the world, like 6 to 8 months to do it. You guys promised 45 to 60 days. And nothing has changed on my page. You know what I mean? Like, I heard the Bing page was created. Can't find it either. You know? I don't understand. I mean, nothing has moved forward at all since the day I started with you guys.
So, I mean, all I can do is, you know, since I usually just collect failed payments, is go by, you know, what I'm seeing on your dashboard, you know, and it is showing that the results have gone up since you've been working with us, you know, just in the last 60 days, 339 impressions on Google with 198 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Now, these results be skewed because you're getting a lot of clicks for driving directions, and usually plumbers don't have their address published. Usually, you know, it's like a home-based business. Do you have like an actual, you know, storefront for the plumbing or the drain works, or is it more like a home-based business? Because if we hide the address, you probably... Okay, yeah, I think
there's some more discrepancies right then and there. That's the reason they told me that. You guys told me that you guys had you hid my address because you guys can't verify my address or something of that nature, they said. So there's another discrepancy, you know what I mean? Like, they told me my address wasn't on my site. You can go on a Google page, there's no call button either. So how are you going to say click to call? Like, it just says directions, website, or whatever, but doesn't have no call button on there. I mean, I was just on it yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So I don't know. So that right there, you just said they clicked to call, but nobody, not one person has called me on Google. Every single customer I've had, how'd they get my name?
It says here, 33 clicks to the website, 6 clicks to call, 159 clicks for the driving directions. But also what I'm noticing is, in the notes, it was saying, there was a note here, let me see where I saw that, that said, Google business page verification needed, but that was on June 9th. And on June 9th, they had sent you the Google video verification, right?
I've done that five times.
Yeah, and then there was just a note placed today, which says Google business page verified, add link to Facebook page. So whatever hiccups there were with the video verification and you having to do it 5 times, it looks like that's all been rectified now. And now that that has been, they can go in and hide the address and, you know, beef it up a little bit. Because until it does get fully verified, they don't have access to make edits to it. And that could be what the problem had been, you know. So I can give you some options because obviously – in the terms and conditions, it does state that, you know, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 13th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior, right? So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And the good news is you're catching it in time because, you know, come August 13th, that reoccurs to $498, right? And it continues to do so into it settles. So one thing I could do for you is $100 of that goes towards Facebook ads. into, you know, now that you are going, you know, into, you know, the second and third month, you could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. Obviously, the edits that you're requiring, you know, would get done. And then what I could do is set the next billing 30 days out from today, which means you would be paid in full until September 1st. And then, you know, starting in September, your payments would run on the 1st, but you'd only be paying $149. And I'm confident, you know, that between now and then, just because I see that note on the account about the Google business page being verified and that they're adding it to the Facebook, I saw that was posted today. So I'm confident that, you know, you're going to see a strong impact and you're probably going to want to keep it, right? But the good news is come September 1st, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if you choose to cancel, you absolutely could do so. You know, call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel, and that way you wouldn't have any further charges. But again, okay, I don't think that that's going to happen.
Okay. Let me stop you real quick. I want to try to reiterate one more thing.
Yes.
Google requires additional info to verify that you manage this business. Your edits will be visible after you're verified. So there's
right?
discrepancies all over. This is what I'm reading right now. As I'm on my Google page right this second, that's what it says.
I'm wondering if there's a duplicate or something, because it shouldn't be saying that because of what our note says. But hold on, I'm going to send a message over to the verification department and just see if they can look at it and tell if it's verified or not, or if some other action is needed. Why did you have to do the video verification 5 times? I mean, I've never heard of that before. Was it being uploaded in a manner that, like, they needed a different resolution, or was the resolution okay and there was, like, another reason?
There's no reason, but this isn't my job. This is your guys' job, right? To get it all verified and make sure I'm good.
I'm in billing, so usually I just collect bill payments. But the verification department, they would have more insight on it, obviously, which is why I just sent them a chat. I'm reaching out to them. So I'm asking them. Oh, interesting, because he just wrote back, verification is still needed. So I'm going to screenshot this note that says Google business page verified and ask why that was posted today, because that's really, really strange.
And then on my Google page, that's directions, website, share, and save. Doesn't have a call to action, call button. There's no call.
We can't modify that, and you can't modify that until the verification is complete. And he said verification is still needed. So I'm just asking, why is video verification not being accepted? Client did it 5 times, I'll put. And I just want to see if he can give me some insight.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you exactly what it said. When it says verification, ask me for my address. Okay? So I'm going to visit you on the phone. Marymount Avenue. Okay. Now, next. It says, no more ways to verify. Contact support.
Okay.
I've hired somebody else to do my marketing. I paid her $450. My page was up on Google's first, I was on the first page of Google within 30 days. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and I've never had to verify. She said she was able to do it through the mail. You know, they do the mailer for you. They send in mail. So I don't know if, like, you're just worried about collecting money, but I'm more worried about my clients when I do a job. You know what I mean?
I'm worried about you being happy with it too. So don't get me wrong, but I just wanted to let you know that the old phone PIN verifications, those have become obsolete, but that's how Google used to do verification, where they would send out a little 5-digit code in the mail. You would, you know, submit it to Google or give it to that girl that was, you know, going to submit it, and then they trust you and they verify it. But now what Google is doing is, because there's so many businesses out there that would try to come into your backyard and steal clients that are not, you know, in Placentia or the surrounding areas. What they do is they just ask that you verify your business, you know, via the video so you can, you know, show that you're a valid business in the area. But being a home-based business is no problem. You know, Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses, right? So usually it's just that the address isn't published. So I'm going to tell him that when client adds his address, which is the 428 Marymount Avenue, then he gets no more ways to verify, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, do you know what
so
the problem is?
So essentially I'm locked out of my account.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So essentially, yeah, I can't verify. So they're not going to let me go any further. My page is not going to be visible.
Okay. So he just wrote that we can request. Let me just see if you had the, oh, okay, you didn't. Okay. He said that we can request the live video verification and he thinks that will go through. So the only difference is the video verification Google offered you was where you upload documents, right, into the video. This one is where you get on like a live Zoom. Oh, you already did the live video?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says they want me to show me my tools, my van, me unlocking my van, a business license or a business card, me, picture of me in it. I've done everything. I've done that 5 times. So these are, okay. I want you to put yourself in my shoes. Almost 2 months later, there's still no resolution. We still don't know what's going on and my page is still not visible and there's still hiccups everywhere. So I want to just kind of reiterate. I paid almost $1,000 so far. You know what I mean? Right? $250 to start, and then $250, $750 I paid so far, I think. Okay? And nothing has, now we're, I feel like we're back to ground zero.
Well, the third payment didn't go through, that's why I'm calling, but you did pay $300 in the middle of that, but that was for the Google pay-per-click ads. It looks like you put some Google paid ads in here, back in May. So,
I started, I gave him $250 the very, very first day I started.
Yeah, May 13th, I see that. And then after that, there was a $19 charge for the call tracking greeting. And then after that was a $300 charge for Google pay-per-click ads. And then the next payment and then they gave you $133 worth of extra paid ads. So I guess that was a promo they were running. So that was a service credit. That was a zero invoice, but it applied $133. And then the next payment you paid for $249 was on June 13th. And then the July 13th is the one that we're having trouble with. So
May was the first month. June was the second month. Right?
Right.
That paid, the very day I started was $250.
Yeah,
so
that was the May payment.
I paid almost
May
13th. $750 paid?
You paid basically $498 for the Google listing plus a $300 for Google pay-per-click ads, but that's separate. That's to run the ads at the top of the page. But the $498 went towards the Facebook ads and the Google optimization. So,
Now the call, the click, but I mean, the voice ads, the voice things are $19.99. How is anybody going to hear that when my number's not even listed? I mean, I can't even call on the Google page. So, my money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time like this. We said 60 days, but we don't even have a verification for my business yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a Bing page created. There's no Bing page. I can't find it. This method.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking.
I have random people look, just Google plumber near me or water heaters near me or water heaters in Placentia, you know, and my name pops up on the 12th page every single time. So I've figured after almost 60 days,
yeah, that's
we're working
that
to get that
old Google page is still active, but there's no edits being done because it has this like issue, but I'm asking James if he knows why it keeps getting rejected, because that is very frustrating. I hear the frustration in your voice, and I would rightfully be frustrated too if I were you. So I totally understand where you're coming from. But when the last time you did that, when you said that you went on and you did your tools and your work vehicle and you, you know, submitted everything that they asked for, was that through the video that you upload, or was that you were live on the phone with a Google rep?
And what?
Do you remember? Cause I don't see that option had ever been offered to you before through us, unless you were trying to make some tweaks on your ends and Google offered it on your end. But all of the video verification, options that it looks like we sent you in the past, it says action needed Google video verification. They'll only send out the email that says live video verification if Google, you know, gives that option, which is what James is saying we should try. You know, we should try to let Google know that you've uploaded this 5 times, it's not going through, and we want to, you know, request the live video. You know, the caveat is that, you know, usually takes, you know, 7 or 10 days for them to, you know, get back and say, yes, he can do the live video, or, you know, there's no more ways to verify. But I understand if you don't want to pay in the meantime, so I'll just put a note on here. And then one thing I could do for you, when that option or if that option becomes available, we'll send you the email that says, you know, action needed live.
I'm sorry, one second.
Hey, Connor. Here, take it. Connor. Here, take your toothbrush. You need to brush your teeth. You haven't brushed your teeth in like 2 days, I don't think. Billy? Nice wheelies.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm lifting now. I need you to brush your teeth. You haven't brushed your teeth yet.
I have an 8-year-old. I have full custody of, so
that's cute.
So it's kind of like, you know, all this, it's like, I'm not trying to be a jerk to you guys. I mean, I pay my bills.
No,
you know?
I know you're not. I get it. I would be frustrated too. Yeah, so no, I mean, with utmost respect, don't feel bad about it. I would, you know, be like probably pulling my hair out, so I get it. So what I'll do is I'm going to do what James asked me to do, which is to send a message to the Google call and to, you know, we got no more ways to verify and we want to request a live video verification. Hang tight for the next 7 or 10 days. When that option or if that option becomes available, you'll get the email with the instructions on it. And then once that's done, it should go through. And then once it does go through, we can go on there and put the call button and the call tracking, and we can do the optimization to bump it up from the back pages to the first page. But until that happens, our hands are tied too, because, you know, we don't have a way to make edits to it, and neither do you, right? So the only thing we could do is submit this, you know, and then what I'm going to do also is pull for you is, you know, once you do the live video and it does get verified, you know, they will ask me to collect the payment at that time, but I'll still honor the, you know, September 1st for the next billing, but I'll ask them if I can put a service credit on that month. So you would get that month for free. If you keep the Facebook ads on, you'd still have to pay the $100 for the Facebook, but you'd at least get the Google, you know, optimization free for September, which means you'd be paid in full until October 1st. But, you know, I just want to table this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me, if you or me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I'm getting is phone calls for money, right?
Right.
Now,
right.
July, August 13th, I'm going to be going to $498. But, however, I'm paying you guys for a service you guys suspended July 13th because I didn't pay it. You guys cannot legally bill me for something
that
you're not. Don't
worry about the August 13th charge, okay? Because I already said I'm going to put that one out. Yeah, so I can do that manually on this end. Yeah, don't worry. So just, don't worry about that at all. Yeah, no, no, don't worry, because I could, because after you explained your situation, I'm putting, you know, some different edits in place on the billing, so that August 13th payment, there's not going to be no payment that hits on August 13th, so all we have to do is eventually get the July 13th payment up to speed, but I do respect it. If you don't want to do that right now, we could absolutely, you know, do it once, you know, that live video verification gets, you know, accepted, you know, so let me just
I mean, I appreciate everything. You know, I know you're very understanding and very, I mean, you're sympathetic about it. And I greatly, greatly appreciate this.
Yes.
I appreciate you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing on you. I mean, you've been very helpful. But at this point, it's kind of like, do I pay more money again? And or should I wait to see progress? What would you do if you were in my shoes? I mean, I'm a small business owner. You know what I mean? I'm raising
right.
a child. My phone's not ringing. It's like, you know, I give it to 60 days. And like, you know what I mean? It's like now this is kind of like when you go do work for somebody, you're like, you know what? The job's not done. Why am I going to pay you? That's my
right.
business. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to pay me until I complete that water heater. Not, you know, well, I know it's going to work in about 2 weeks once I'm done. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like I want to see some more progress. Versus just asking for money, you know what I mean? Before paying any more money, you know? I mean, I'll stick with you guys forever if you guys just, you know, and I'll I mean, once I start getting no,
absolutely
no problem doing that. Because, I mean, if you're helping me, I'm going to help you because you guys all got paychecks you guys got to make too. I get it.
Right, right.
You know, so
I want you to understand too, and I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but in these scenarios, there's certain companies, and I don't know how Google picks and chooses which ones they're going to do it to, but there are certain companies that they have to jump through hoops and bend backwards to get verified. And then there's other ones that they get verified right away, you know, and within the first couple of weeks, even though we say 45 to 60 days, they're already, you know, rocking and rolling. So I don't know why Google does that to certain businesses, but I know that we can fix it, and I know it's frustrating. And in your analogy, if, you know, I hired you to, you know, put in my water heater and, you know, within a couple of weeks it's not done, and then I'm getting frustrated and saying, oh, I'm paying you more money and it's still not done. But let's say that there's some kind of hiccup where there's some kind of unknown permit that has to be done, and I'm giving them everything they need to get this permit approved, but until the permit gets approved, like, we can't do anything, you know? So even though, like, you're, like, in good faith trying to do everything you can, there's not really much, you know? So that's what I'm saying, is that these are little stipulations that Google's putting on it for some reason or another. I don't know why. I don't know why they do that to certain businesses. You're not the first one I've talked to that have had this scenario, but it doesn't happen frequently. You know, 98, 99% of our clients, they get absolutely verified within the 45 to 60 days, even quicker. But with you, because you're having so many issues, that's why I'm going to, you know, apply some, you know, special offers on your billing, because I don't want you to keep paying and not getting results. You know what I mean?
So, like, I if you look up on Google right now, look up Kramer's Plumbing, or not even Kramer's Plumbing. Look up for Plumbers and Placentia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kramer's Plumbing. Yeah. He's my friend. Okay? He's a plumber. He's like, I just started my Google page just 2 months ago. And you just look it up, and he comes up probably on the first page. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you guys got, like, a whole crew, you got SEO guys, you got – I know you guys got some crew. Yeah, I mean, you guys different departments. Like, you know, that's what a company does. It's what a business does, right? And it's like he's always on the first page, no matter what. They say, well, Google picks and chooses and this and that. And, I mean, granted, he might be – if it's sponsored, I get it. He might be paying for a different kind of Google page. You know, the one that I can't get because I'm not licensed yet, you know?
Right.
So, and there's that one.
Well, I see Kramer's Plumbing. I see him, and I don't see that he has the check mark next to his name, which shows that he's Google guaranteed. So I don't think he's paying for Google guaranteed. But like you say, he might be having a very heavy sponsored ad campaign. You know, our minimum for the sponsored ads is 300, which you've already tried. But some people go in aggressively and they do like 1,000, you know, or 2,000. So I don't know what his scenario is, but I do see that he's on the first page. And he has a 5-star rating and 10 reviews. Also, you have to consider the Google Business page that we're all having trouble with, you know, between you and us, is that the one that that girl created for you and it got verified right away by phone verification?
No.
Or was that a different business?
This is my previous business, which is Mike's Pipeworks.
Mike's Pipeworks. Sure, okay. I was only asking because sometimes, you know, there's some Mickey Mouse company that puts some revision in there that's outside of the Google algorithms, and then it throws a red flag, and then that's what causes all this drama. But that wouldn't be the case because that was a totally different company you're talking about, right? So I'm just trying to, like, in my mind,
is
there some type of, But, okay, well, I did what James asked me to do, and I requested of the Google verification department to, you know, I did no more ways to verify. Please request live video verification. So we will definitely be in contact with you once that option becomes available. And then when it becomes available, we get this all out of that, you know, sticky suspended situation where you can't even make edits or anything. So once all of that's fixed, then I can follow up with you for payment options at that time, okay?
So now my question to you would be, when do you think this could happen? Because when somebody asks me when I'm going to be at a job, I tell them between 2 and 3, you know, and I show between 2 and 3. When can the job be done? I estimate the job about 5 hours. You know what I mean? I know this is a different – I'm not asking you exact.
So I
but
think
like, what
that
–
I think that just because we're after hours, James probably logged off for the day because he stopped responding to me. We work 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. So I would really want to ask him that because, like I said, I'm not in the verification department and I'm someone that I'm going to tell you a proper expectation. If it's, even if you don't like it, I'm going to tell you what the truth is, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat something. So I would rather wait for him to return in the morning and I can ask him that question like, hey, realistically, James, how long do you think this is going to take? And then he'll give me the time frame and then I can get back to you tomorrow. Okay. Does that sound good or?
That sounds completely fair. I just want answers. That's all. I mean, he does this every single day of his life. This is his career. Then he should know how Google works. He should know how, you know, the time frames usually work. You know what I mean?
Trust me, he's the best. Yeah, he will know because I've had people that had your problem and, you know, they get on the phone with James and they make a couple tweaks and all of a sudden it gets fixed. So, you know, he's the best. I could even maybe ask him if he would mind talking to you. But I think because I had kept corresponding with him after he responded and I got no more responses. So I looked at the time. I'm like, oh, he's probably left for the day, but I'll definitely ask him in the morning and then I'll get back to you and I'll give you a proper expectation. Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. And good job with that little guy getting him to brush his teeth. my two grandkids staying with me right now. One is 6 and one is 7. And I told the mom, I got to go to the Dollar Tree and buy them some toothbrushes and toothpaste. She goes, why?
Yeah.
We have it. And I'm like, well, I haven't seen them use it yet. I didn't even know they brought it, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I guess it's just boys that age, right?
It is. That's for sure. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. So, yeah, keep up the good work with him, and then I'll be talking to you more tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Sounds good.
Have a good evening. Bye.